KQED.
I love it. That was the response in 2016 from Donald Trump Jr. when he was emailed that the Russian government wanted to give him damaging information on Hillary Clinton. The response contradicts Trump Jr.'s previous explanations for meeting with a Russian lawyer. He suggested at first it might be about adoption, then suggested that he was just hearing what they had to say and wasn't an active participant. It suggests the Trump campaign was actively seeking Russian intelligence to damage their presidential opponent. And it places senior advisor Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, in the room of this meeting. Bay Area Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell says this is more evidence that Russia has tremendous influence over the Trump administration.
Over the years, Donald Trump has invested heavily in the Russians and that the Russians have invested heavily in Donald Trump. Donald Trump has sought and received trademarks in Russia. He had his Miss Universe contest in Russia. He peddled his vodka brand, Trump Vodka. We know that those relationships exist. The question, though, is did they also amount to working and converging with Russia's interference campaign?
But there are people who are supporting the president who say, look, this is politics, including one of your colleagues from Florida was on CNN, and he said, this is politics. This is part of opposition research. Why is this a big deal?
It's not how I play politics. It's not how the people who sent me to Congress expect our leaders to play politics. You know, look, the nature of our elections is they're spirited. They're supposed to be battles of ideas. But when we go to the ballot box, we want to know that they belong to us. And this was clearly an example of a foreign adversary wanting to help a candidate in an election and hurt someone else. And to even sit at the other end of the table and receive that is a betrayal of our country. Then it's unacceptable.
And to be clear, it was Representative Ted Yoho, a Republican from Florida, who said that, quote, I probably would have done the same thing. It's opposition research. You're calling for an independent commission. You're calling for a security revocation for Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, who is also at this meeting. Why not just call for impeachment at this point?
Well, you know, that is something that has to be, you know, thoroughly and fully investigated. I say today, as far as what we can do right now, I think investigation is the I word I'm comfortable using, and we should see where that takes us.
That's Representative Eric Swalwell speaking to us yesterday.